अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
The Lobster Quadrille. The Mock Turtle sighed deeply. He looked at Alice and tried to speak, but for a minute or two, sobs choked his voice. At last, the Mock Turtle recovered his voice and, with tears running down his cheeks, he went on again.
You may not have lived much under the sea.
I haven't, said Alice.
And perhaps you were never even introduced to a lobster.
Alice began to say, I once tasted, but checked herself hastily and said, No, never.
So you have no idea what a delightful thing a lobster quadrille is?
No, indeed, said Alice. What sort of dance is it?
Roar, why?
Said the griffin.
You first form into a line along the seashore.
Two lines, cried the mock turtle. Seals, turtles, salmon, and so on. Then when you've cleared all the jellyfish out of the way.
Roar, that generally takes some time,
interrupted the griffin.
You advance twice.
Each with a lobster as a partner,
cried the griffin.
Of course, the mock turtle said. Advance twice, set two partners.
Change lobsters and retire in same order. Roar!
Continued the griffin.
Then you know,
the mock turtle went on.
You throw the...
The lobsters! Roar!
Shouted the griffin with a bound into the air.
As far out to sea as you can.
Roar! Swim after them!
Screamed the griffin.
Turn a somersault in the sea!
Cried the mock turtle, capering wildly about.
Roar! Change lobsters again!
Yelled the griffin at the top of his voice.
Back to land again, and that's all the first figure,
said the mock turtle, suddenly dropping his voice. And the two creatures who had been jumping about like mad things all this time sat down again very sadly and quietly.
It must be a very pretty dance,
said Alice timidly.
Would you like to see a little of it?
Said the mock turtle.
Very much indeed, said Alice.
Come, let's try the first figure,
said the mock turtle to the griffin.
We can do without lobsters, you know. Which shall sing?
Oh, you sing,
said the griffin.
I have forgotten the words. Roar!
So they began solemnly dancing round and round Alice, every now and then treading over her shoes when they passed too close and waving their forepaws to mark the time.
Thank you. It's a very interesting dance to watch,
said Alice, feeling very glad that it was over at last.
And I do so like that curious song about the whiting.
Oh, as to the whiting, said the mock turtle. They? You've seen them, of course.
Yes, said Alice. I've often seen them at din...
She checked herself hastily.
I don't know what din may be,
said the mock turtle.
But if you've seen them so often, of course you know what they are like.
I believe so,
Alice replied thoughtfully.
They have their tails in their mouths, and they are all over crumbs.
You are wrong about the crumbs,
said the mock turtle.
Crumbs would all wash off in the sea, but they have their tails in their mouths, and the reason is...
Here, the mock turtle yawned and shut his eyes. Tell her about the reason and all that, he said to the griffin.
Roar! The reason is,
said the griffin,
that they would go with the lobsters to the dance. So they got thrown out to sea, So they had to fall a long way. So they got their tails fast in their mouths. So they couldn't get them out again. That's all.
Thank you, said Alice. It's very interesting. I never knew so much about whiting before.
Roar! I can tell you more than that if you like,
said the griffin.
Do you know why it's called a whiting?
I never thought about it, said Alice. Why?
It does the boots and shoes,
the griffin replied very solemnly.
Alice was thoroughly puzzled. Does the boots and shoes?
She repeated in a wondering tone.
Why, what are your shoes done with?
Said the griffin.
I mean, what makes them so shiny?
Alice looked down at them and considered a little before she gave her answer. They are done with blacking, I believe.
Boots and shoes under the sea,
the griffin went on in a deep voice,
are done with a whiting, now you know.
And what are they made of?
Alice asked in a tone of great curiosity.
Soles and eels, of course,
the griffin replied rather impatiently.
Any shrimp could have told you that.
If I'd been the whiting, said Alice, I would have said to the porpoise, keep back, please. We don't want you with us.
They were obliged to have him with them, the Mock Turtle said. No wise fish would go anywhere without a porpoise.
Don't you mean purpose?
Said Alice.
I mean what I say, the Mock Turtle replied in an offended tone. And the griffin added,
Come, let's hear some of your adventures.
I could tell you my adventures, said Alice a little timidly. But it's no use going back to yesterday, because I was a different person then.
Explain all that, said the Mock Turtle.
No, the adventures first,
said the griffin in an impatient tone.
Explanations take such a dreadful time.
So, Alice began telling them her adventures, from the time when she first saw the white rabbit. Then the Mock Turtle drew a long breath and said,
That's very curious.
It's all about as curious as it can be,
said the griffin.
It all came different,
the Mock Turtle repeated thoughtfully. I should like to hear her try and repeat something now.
Tell her to begin.
He looked at the griffin as if he thought it had some kind of authority over Alice.
Stand up and repeat. 'Tis the voice of the sluggard,
said the griffin.
How the creatures order one about and make one repeat lessons,
thought Alice.
I might as well be at school at once.
However, she got up and began to repeat it. But her head was so full of the lobster quadrille that she hardly knew what she was saying, and the words came very queer indeed.
That's different from what I used to say when I was a child,
said the griffin.
Well, I never heard it before, said the Mock Turtle, but it sounds uncommon nonsense.
Alice said nothing. She had sat down with her face in her hands, wondering if anything would ever happen in a natural way again.
But about his toes, the Mock Turtle persisted. How could he turn them out with his nose, you know?
It's the first position in dancing, Alice said,
but was dreadfully puzzled by the whole thing and longed to change the subject.
Go on with the next verse,
the griffin repeated impatiently.
It begins, I passed by his garden.
Alice did not dare to disobey, though she felt sure it would all come wrong, and she kept singing in a trembling voice.
What is the use of repeating all that stuff?
The Mock Turtle interrupted.
If you don't explain it as you go on, it's by far the most confusing thing I ever heard.
Yes! I think you better leave off,
said the griffin, and Alice was only too glad to do so.
Roar! Shall we try another figure of the lobster quadrille?
The griffin went on.
Or would you like the Mock Turtle to sing you a song?
Oh, a song, please, if the Mock Turtle would be so kind,
Alice replied so eagerly
that the Gryphon said in a rather offended tone.
No accounting for tastes. Sing her turtle soup, will you, old fellow?
The Mock Turtle sighed deeply and began in a voice sometimes choked with sobs to sing.
Chorus again!
Cried the Gryphon, and the Mock Turtle had just begun to repeat it when a cry of "The trial's beginning!" was heard in the distance.
Roar! Come on!
Cried the Gryphon, and taking Alice by the hand, it hurried off.
What trial it is?
Alice panted as she ran, but the Gryphon only answered,
"Come on!"